You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. WXCO Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wednesday morning, the second day of July of 2025. Glad you could be with us. Good morning to you again, Ian Welsh.
Good morning.
And in fact, we have a guest here this morning, the brand new athletic director of Wausau West High School, BJ Brandt. Mr. AD, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Different title, but thanks, Chad. I appreciate that.
When the announcement came last week that you were the new AD and that you were resigning as head hockey coach at Wausau West because you can't do it. This is a big job here. You can't do both. We, at the end of the show, have a number for the day quiz, and you are the topic. I always give Ian the topic, and you happen to be the topic, and the number for the day was... How many wins did BJ Brandt finish with as head hockey coach at Wausau West High School for those 11 years? I give him three choices. And Ian, did you get it correct?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember how many wins Coach Brandt had?
If I remember correctly, I believe I said a 200.
That is exactly right.
That is correct.
A nice even number to wrap it up.
Impressive record, too.
Yes, it was. And but we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in a few moments. But one reason you're here as well is because still, obviously, you're still going to be a major part of the program, a hockey program at Wausau West, along with all the other athletic programs. But coming up later this month, it's another chance to take away the sticks and get the clubs out for the golf invite.
Yeah, every year this is, gosh, I should know the number, but I feel like 17 is the number that we've been doing this. And it is the biggest fundraiser for this group and for the hockey program that and, you know, like I said, 17 years, it's been going on a long time. And July 26th, we've got the annual event. And I know that we're still looking for sponsors, and I know we've got a bunch of great sponsors signed up for it. But they're always looking for golfers, and I think that's the biggest way right now. When somebody says, how can I participate in a fundraiser, it's sign up for golf, get a foursome in there and participate, because there'll be a whole bunch of raffles and day of raffles and just some of that stuff that really helps fund the program. When you think about all sport programs, especially the West hockey program, what it takes to run it, and there's resources that are needed, and this golf outing is a huge producer of those resources and funding for the West hockey program.
What do folks have to do in order to say, you know, you folks out there who'd like to get out there and just enjoy golf? Number one, it's a lot of fun to be out there at Pine Valley and be part of a little event, and you have a chance to win and all that good stuff. But also, if you're somebody that does appreciate what Wausau West hockey brings to our community and for the kids at Wausau West as well, how do they go about signing up?
Well, you can go to wausauwesthockey.com. There's a golf outing link there. Most of the signing up happens through the website there, and you can just log in. I think you create a small username and email and password and sign your foursome up. You can sign up as an individual golfer. You can sign up as two, three, or four. And if there's you know, a hole in your foursome, they'll fill it up with an individual golfer as well. But if you're somebody that has a group of four, great, sign up. If you're somebody that's thinking about it and wanted to sign up, and we'll put you with a fun team to have a great time. We've been really lucky with weather on that day, and every year we have. I tell them I'm in charge of the weather, and you know, hopefully it's another great day to celebrate. I mean, there's a lot of things to celebrate, because they kind of, it's the moment where you kick off kind of what's coming up next year, but you celebrate a little bit what happened last year as well, and we had a lot of things to celebrate.
And I also noticed on the Wausau West Hockey Facebook page, if you click on the event, there's a direct link to the golf outing as well. So you just go straight to Facebook.com and go to Wausau West Hockey, and then go to the Wausau West Hockey Golf Invite and hit on that, and then straight direct link, and that will make it nice and easy for folks to be involved. So that's fantastic. So again, Not too far away, in fact, end of this month. This month, it's already July, the end of this month. So obviously, if you can get out there, and I plan on being out there myself, so you can say hello to me and say hello to BJ. And also, it's always fun you have the guys out there at the holes.
Yeah, one of the ways that the kids get involved is they're at every hole. Whether it's a hole event or not, they're pulling pins, they're you know, interacting with the people that are help fund our program. And that's a big part of it. I think the kids have to have the responsibility and learn to be super grateful for what they have, and it's through the events of the golf outing and the golfers and the people that plan it within the booster club, and just it takes a massive team to pull off this event, and for the players to be out there and be appreciative, and to put for people when they watch Wausau West play, you know, they don't always get to see him without the face masks on and the gear on, you know, so you get to interact with them a little bit on each hole.
Fantastic. So again, go to wausauwesthockey.com or go to facebook.com and the Wausau West Hockey page, and sign up at the for the Wausau West Hockey invite coming up at the end of this month. Again, what's the exact date? The 26th?
Yep, if I remember. July 26th.
July 26th, Saturday morning, July the 26th. So again, something to look forward to there. We will get more with new Wausau West Athletic and Activities Director, BJ Brandt. We're going to talk about that changeover, leaving the hockey head coaching position that he had been so successful at for the past 11 years with 200 wins, and turning the page to become the Wausau West AD. We'll continue with more with BJ Brandt coming up at 7:52 this morning. Also, a quick note that coming up tonight, we have more play-by-play action. We are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school adjacent sports. We are out of the high school season, but we are still following some American Legion softball. Wausau Post 10, as Wausau Post 10 tonight will be in Marathon, taking on Marathon, and we will be on the air for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. We're very proud, again, to be the only Wausau area radio station that still provides local play-by-play coverage of the high school ranks and the American Legion ranks, 98.9 WXCO. Well, coming up, we are going to get a farm report, get the latest from Pam Yonke and the crew with the farm report, plus a look at the weather. Yep, it's a nice summer-like early July morning here in central Wisconsin. Again, we are live from the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The Wausau Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel. More with Pat coming up as well here on 98.9 WXCO. As to those that surround you, well, I have
seen you stung by... You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report as part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and this morning we are talking to the new athletic director of Wausau West High School, BJ Brandt, and obviously he has to step aside from his hockey coaching duties after 11 successful years as the Warriors head hockey coach, and I asked BJ, how difficult a decision was it?
Tons of thought. I mean, I think about the 19 years I spent in the classroom here and as a technology education teacher. So that's through graphics and teaching graphics and welding and woodworking and you know, small engine repair and engineering and some of that stuff. And then all of those things I've done throughout my 19 years as a teacher. Lot of thoughts into that because I love teaching. I love, you know, the field that I was in, because it's all hands-on learning. You know, you're teaching kids how to do things that they'll be able to do for the rest of their lives. When you teach a kid how to weld, they won't forget it. It'd be like riding a bike. It might be a little rusty on the front side, but once they get into it again, they'll be able to do it. And within our department, it was to provide kids opportunities locally here, to whether they wanted to go to right into the workplace, go to a two-year college, get a diploma, go into an apprenticeship program, or pursue a four-year degree. You know, we wanted to provide them the skills to get into all of those options, and each kid had a different option. So a lot of thoughts there, because with my department, Theron, Nick, and I have been in there for all 19 years. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a version. Nick traveled for a couple of years in there, and then he's been at West for the last, you know, 16, 17 years. So it's relationships and thinking about those things, and obviously the hockey piece. I mean, that was massive. A lot of thought, a lot of conversation as a family, a lot of conversation, you know, with myself as I read in the car and those type of things to mm-hmm. think about. But when ultimately made the decision to apply, it was, you know, family based. I mean, I think right now with this decision, yeah, there's going to be tons of schedules and things and events that I have to go to, but having, you know, two kids in high school now, I'll get to attend their events a little bit more. I'll get to be a little more present at those events as dad. And I think that's, you know, a huge part of the why, because, you know, like we said off air, Emma's played over 50 high school hockey games, and I haven't been to half of them. And that's unfair to them. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, to be able to make that decision and have an opportunity to still stay in athletics and activities and still be involved with, you know, the hockey program in some way, shape, or form. I'll get to coach hockey at different levels with mm-hmm. my other children, mm-hmm. with Davis and Kate. And, you know, so the hockey piece is still there. It's just going to be different. And part of that is just being prepared for the next job and making sure I can do that well, because I feel like we did a bunch of really good things as a West hockey program, and hopefully some of those things we can apply across the spectrum at Wausau West between the activities and athletics.
What is the process of hiring a new hockey coach?
Well, first it has to get posted, and, mm-hmm. and my understanding is that opening will be posted this week. Probably leave it open for a week, 10 days, something like that, to see what candidates come in. And I think the plan would be, you know, internally to make sure we have something here in the next couple of weeks so that our hockey program and families know who their next head coach is.
Talking to BJ Brandt, the athletic director at Wausau West High School here on 98.9 WXCO. The job, and that's something that I probably should have had more of a discussion with some of the ADs that I know around here in central Wisconsin. But what, for folks that may, you know, they hear athletic directors, oh, in charge of all the athletics, and is it also activity director? Because it's not just athletics, it's activities at Wausau West High School. What does the job entail?
Well, right now it's a lot of learning, Chad. I'll tell you that. Having gone in this morning, just learning software systems and how to live within the job a little bit. But I think a lot of it has to do with managing the coaches and the activity directors to make sure that they have everything they need, or as much as we can provide, to do their jobs. And I think that's a big part of it. And goal number one for me is to, you know, having been in the athletic department and activities department, you know your little silo. You don't know everybody else's little silo. Yeah. So I think the first goal for me is to make sure that I meet with our activity directors and coaches to make sure that, you know, number one, to introduce myself on that level and get to know them a little bit on their coaching and activity director level, but then to make sure that they have what they need. And a lot of it, you know, right now when you think of athletics, it's game schedules, it's referees, it's officials, it's managing the field house and making sure there's not a boys and a girls game scheduled at the same time, or to make sure, you know, between the softball diamonds and the new facilities that we have there are prepped and ready to go. It seems to be, you know, that's going to be a big bulk of what the job is, but then it's planning transportation for all activities and athletics to make sure that they have, you know, the busing they need, the cars, the vehicles, the rentals, whatever they would need to provide to get those kids to their competitions, whether that's a DECA competition, an FCCLA mm-hmm. competition, a Skills USA, or the athletic side where you're competing on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday nights.
And there's so much unexpected, I imagine, as well. Because I mean, I remember thinking about the athletic directors and the activity directors when it came, like, especially in the COVID and post-COVID time. You never know when something's going to come up. You talk about the officials. Man, that's becoming more and more difficult. There's a lot of things that keep you on your toes, isn't there?
Yeah, there's some layers. I sat with Jason Foster this morning, and I mean, you're just writing down frantically, trying to catch little pieces and nuggets here and there that will stick a little bit in terms of how to set up an event. You know, there's, you know, you have the ability to be organized and do that, but now you have to do it within a system that you're unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. So I think the first step will be learn that system a little bit and then start putting together those type of game schedules. And you know, Brittany Tesh, our administrative assistant there, she does a fantastic job of keeping things going, you know, mm-hmm. because there is a little bit of transition here, and she's in there now just, you know, doing like, what do you need from me? I'm like, I'll let you know when I know. But it's exciting. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the opportunity. It's going to be obviously a little more working with adults than it is with students and student athletes. But I think that's the part I can provide a little bit, is to those connections that I've had with my players for 19 years.
And we will still have a few more minutes with the new athletic and activities director, former head hockey coach at Wausau West, BJ Brandt. But we'll take a timeout and then get back for more with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after an information update at the top of the hour here on 98.9 WX. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Wausau Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and we are continuing a conversation that I had yesterday. He came on by and had a chance to talk to the brand new athletic director at Wausau West High School. This started yesterday, BJ Brandt, and I asked the former Warrior hockey coach, how much is he going to miss being on the ice, especially for those practices and being around the kids during those times?
I'm going to miss that immensely. I mean, the day-to-day, the locker room, the players, the relationships, like that stuff is I mean, I guarantee I'm going to miss that. Like, there's no doubt about it. We have such a good group of kids in the program, and to be able to, you know, hand those kids off to the next person and the things we've been able to teach them over that time period. We talk a lot about life. We talk about how does this, what does this mean? How do we apply this to our lives? And I think that's a part of my message as an activities and athletic director is we're teaching life through sport and more teaching life through performance, whether that's you know, the drama world where you're doing different performances, pop concerts, and things aren't going to go right and things are going to go right.
Right,
and what does that mean, and how do we teach life through those moments? And I think that's a big part of the message that I want to carry over from my coaching days and into the administrator role, is to how do we continue to do that, because that's the reality of what high school sports and sporting events and competitions and activities are all about, is preparing these kids for life beyond high school.
What, as we go into the 2025-2026 school year, and obviously a few months ago there was a referendum that did not pass, and obviously that leads to a lot of questions. What's the state of play right now at West for athletics and activities? Are there additional challenges that you're hearing about? Because maybe some of the, you know, obviously there was a need that was thought of for this referendum. What is the state of play right now for the athletics and activities department of Wausau West? You said it. It's about giving everything that possibly could be needed for the folks that are involved at both the administrative level, coaches and others who are leading departments, and then also for the students involved in those activities. I guess it's hard to put it, but how much of a challenge is there at this point going into the new school year?
Well, I think every this is probably true for every athletic department and activities group, is you never have enough funding. You know, and it's finding resources and finding funding to make sure that the coaches and the athletes and the competitors get to just worry about that. Okay. And I think that's obviously been a challenge in my 11 years as a head coach. My budget never went up. And I don't think that part's going to change. So it's just a matter of how can we take what we have and make the most of it. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a ton. Like, the biggest mm-hmm. thing for me right now is to learn and get to meet people, because, as you know, Chad, like, relationships matter to me. And that is a big part of why we've been able to have success, because of relationships and getting to know people. And I think, you know, that'll be part of what I want to do when in terms of learning learning the staff, learning the students, and learning how we can make it as successful as possible.
I want to underline that, and I've heard that before as well. It's not just you, but the idea that the number has stayed the same for the last 11 years. That's why an event like the golf outing is such a vital one, and I've seen it with all these sports. I mean, you talk about it, because especially for a program like Wausau West Hockey, I mean, you have these longer trips because the conference is compressed, because that means, you know, you have, it used to be, I mean, you remember the days where Wisconsin Valley Conference would be about 80-90% of your schedule, so the longest trip would be maybe to Marshfield or whatever it may be, Rapids. And nowadays, with only the conference getting this year, Merrill being out and all the sports totally, it's pretty amazing, frankly, that, you know, that number has not changed in 11 years to show again how imaginative I imagine that a lot of folks have to be right now within these programs.
Well, when to take it a step further, when Pete was head coach, our equipment budget was $1,200 the entire time, and Pete was coach for what, 36 years. That equipment budget hasn't changed. So when you think about that, and just the way that the funding has changed, you have to have these fundraisers. You have to have booster clubs. You have to have, you know, ways for those departments and coaches to manage some of the finance piece of it. That's been the greatest difference. When you go from a head coach or from an assistant coach to a head coach, that's a big part of it is budgeting and planning. And, you know, like on the hockey side, you know, we used to play Northland Pines. We used to play Lakeland. We play, you know, would play those teams. But now with the Division I, Division II model, there's not a reason to play those teams other than because they're close. Because, you know, when it comes to rankings and seedings and all those things, that changes it. So then you go play the Madison Edgewoods, the Eau Claire Norris, the Eau Claire Memorials, and you know, you play those teams because it matters. And university
way
school,
down there.
Yeah,
overnights,
and it's an overnight year. This is a heavy travel year for the Warrior hockey program. So another reason to help them out and get their golf outing numbers up so they can have fun.
We'll get you back and talk a lot more as you get into the job, because I do think it's interesting to learn about that aspect of it. I don't think many people would understand or know that, again, when you think about when Pete Susan started back in the early 70s, that the number is still the same. It blows the mind, to be honest with you, because especially hockey, which is kind of an expensive sport, to be honest with you. So there's still plenty to talk about. Let's wrap it up again by reminding folks, if you do want to help out, and because of that number that stayed the same since the mid-1970s, coming up on Saturday, July 26th, the 17th Annual Warrior Golf Invitational at Pine Valley Golf Course. Again, wausauwesthockey.com. There's a link there for signing up, and of course we talk about, you know, getting a team together, or just, you know, being a golfer that will put together on a team. Maybe I would be part of a team there. So
that'd be great, so, Chad. So, I'd love to see.
So maybe if you folks out there, you can request being on my team, because I don't have any other people. Nobody likes me. So it's like, I'll be part of a foursome with somebody. So maybe it could be you. But go to wausauwesthockey.com, facebook.com. There's a link there as well. New Wausau West Athletic Director and longtime hockey coach BJ Brandt. You can hear the entirety of this conversation by going to youtube.com. You can see it as well. And when he came in yesterday, go to youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page to see the entirety of this interview. More to come here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53. 71 degrees under sunny skies on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Normally would call it a hump day Wednesday, but short work week because of the holiday coming up. Friday, of course, Independence Day.
Yes, but, it is.
Beautiful start, nevertheless, and hopefully the weather will hold up throughout the course of the holiday weekend. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. And Ian, I have not had a chance really to talk much to you, as we had Wausau West Athletic Director.
We had a busy show.
Yeah, BJ Brandt was with us talking in those first three local segments, but we will have your number for the day quiz. We mentioned at the start that you got it right with Coach Brandt.
Yes, I did.
It's going to be another Wausau West hockey number for the day today. See if you can make it 2 out of 2 for those West hockey numbers for the day. So we'll have that coming up in just a few minutes. But
okay, I'll be ready.
Anything else on your mind? What you been up to?
Well, mostly just doing rehearsals for River and Woods' Shakespeare. I don't have center stage rehearsal this week because it is the 4th of July weekend. So it's nice to take a week off from that. But my dad was able to get some nice fireworks for us to shoot off on the 4th of July.
Be careful, though. Be careful.
Absolutely. Well, it's not only the ones that shoot up in the air. Okay. It's the ones that I shoot to the ground. Yeah. I think it's actually illegal to shoot off fireworks in a residential
neighborhood. I think that's probably a good thing.
And people still do it anyway, but...
And you don't want to be scaring the animals. I've read some, even last weekend, of course, Wings Over Wausau, a very popular event, but there were some folks that live in that area by the airport, and noise with the airplanes and all that such got some pets really upset. So you sometimes worry about that. So hopefully the fireworks and the like this weekend won't make too much inconvenience for those pets and their pet owners as well.
And be sure to take care of your pets, and please be careful with the fireworks as well, because just because it's cool, it doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
So you off to a good start. Is everything going okay with the Shakespeare show that you're rehearsing?
It's really coming along very nicely. We're all having a lot of fun with our characters. We're making each other laugh by goofing up our lines. But it's all part of the theater process. It's always nice to get a good laugh, especially when it's a line that you don't understand at first. Actually, just makes it funnier.
Well,
it's coming along very nicely so far.
And what are you up to? What's that number now? What's number shows?
Oh, this is show number 75.
75. That's a milestone one. Those are those are the, you know, we get to 25, 50, 75, and then next it'll be 100. Yeah. So
as soon as I get to 100, I'm going to have a celebration.
I would think you deserve one if you get to 100. That would be outstanding. So, yeah, we'll talk more as we get closer and closer to those shows. Again, so one of those wonderful activities to take part in here in central Wisconsin, whether on the stage or whether in the audience. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. I wanted to mention as well that coming up this evening, we will have, again, American Legion softball here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wausau Post 10, who last night defeated Wittenberg-Burnhamwood 12-2. In a game that we had right here on WXCO. They'll look to make it another victory tonight. They will be taking on Marathon's Legion team. So Wausau against Marathon in American Legion softball. I will be in Marathon for that one, starting with the pregame at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. Again, live right here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up tomorrow morning, we'll have our monthly visit with Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. We're going to get an update on their fundraising. They're trying to continue to grow at the Good News Project. So we'll talk to Christine Daniels about that tomorrow morning during our morning segments here on the WXCO Morning Report. And we'll be wrapping up the work week tomorrow. So, in fact, we may do, we may try to squeeze in two numbers since we won't have a show on Friday.
I really got to be focused then.
And you also, for folks next week, I am away on vacation, so we're going to just be joining Pat Kreitlow for the entirety of the show for next week. So you're going to get a break from the number for the day, but you can give yourself a number every day if you feel like it. So, but then we'll be back after that.
If I can quiz myself.
All right, well, let's jump in and get today's number for the day.
Yes.
We talked to BJ Brandt, who spent the last 11 years as the Wausau West head hockey coach, and he had 200 wins. He had succeeded Hall of Famer Pete Souzens.
Okay.
200 wins is a lot, but Pete Souzens as the Wausau West coach, he was at West for 36 years as the head coach. And the number for the day is, how many wins did Pete Souzens have as Wausau West hockey coach? Your choices are 473, 573, 673.
Holy moly.
So which of those three numbers is the number for the day?
What were the choices again?
473, 573, and 673.
You know, I'm going to say, just taking a guess here, but trying to focus, I'm going to say 573. That's a lot of wins, and it seems like it'd be a good number for a Hall of Famer. So I'm going to say 573.
Pete Souzens had 573 wins as Wausau West coach.
Thank goodness I needed that win.
He then added 89 more as the coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm after that. So, I mean, he had an incredible career. That's great amazing. Guy as well. So
good for him.
All right. Is that the first one you got right this week?
Yes, it is.
So 1 for 3, back where you need to be, and we'll try to squeeze 2 in tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.